I'm fucking take my break.
Oh, good afternoon, sir. Thank you for this is customer support calling you back. There was a message to return your call, sir.
Thank you very much. You got the right person.
Good job.
I'd like an RMA. Can you help me?
Certainly. May I have your zip code, sir, so I can pull up your account, please?
Okay, 28211. And I can give you the order number if you'd like.
No, that won't be necessary. May I have your name, sir?
Edward Hesburgh.
Mr. Hesburgh, can you verify your shipping address for me, sir?
4115 Pomfret Lane, Charlotte, North Carolina.
And I thank you for that information as well. Let me look over your account briefly. Mr. Hesburgh, I'm sorry. It looks like you paid the shipping and handling for our premium wireless earbuds and an extra
right.
set for $597. Is
correct.
That correct? Okay.
That is correct.
And you're wanting an RMA number, so you want to send them back, sir?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any particular reason why you want to send them back?
Yeah, $65 and something or other every 3 months.
Oh.
I didn't read the fine print. When I got to read it today,
right.
You got a phone call.
Okay. Well, it makes perfect sense to me, sir. Okay. Give me just one moment. Okay. Hang on a minute. Let me see. Okay, sir, you will have to return those products, unfortunately, at your expense, but I will issue the RMA number to you.
All right.
It shouldn't be much, though. Okay, your RMA number, do you have something to write it down with, sir?
I do.
Okay, it's going to be, first of all, you're going to write in all caps, RMA, that's Return Merchandise Authorization, and then this number to follow is a series of letters and numbers. I'm just going to start with 7. E is an echo. F is in Frank. E is an echo. The number 2. A is an apple. E is an echo. C is in cancel. The number 7. E as an echo. E as an echo. And then the number 3.
Let me read it back to you.
Certainly.
I write like a saw.
Yes, sir.
RMA 7EF8. 2AEC7EE3.
Okay, almost, but no cigar. Okay.
I figured.
Yeah, well, you were good to read it back. The 8 that you put in front of the 2 was an E.
Okay, so it's 7EFE2.
Correct. AEC7EE3. Well, I can't read my own handwriting, honey. You should see me at the grocery store.
7EFE. Okay. Got it.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Do you have the return address, sir?
I bet I do, but no, give it to me, please.
Yes, just be on the safe side, sure. It's going to be P.O. Box 500.
Buffalo.
That's it. 14212.
Wait, I can't walk and chew gum. New York and
Buffalo, New York, 14212. Is it 14212?
And the P.O. box number?
500.
Right, you said that and I didn't write it down. Now I got it. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, I'm in good shape. Thank you.
Okay, well, good deal. Thank you for calling customer support, sir. You enjoy the rest of your day, Mr. Hesburgh, and stay safe.
And you too.
Thank you, sir. Oh, I have a cancellation number for you.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. It's simple, though. It's going to be C as in cancel, 4090410, E as in echo, C as in cancel, and the number 7.
Okay, C 4090410 echo.
Yes, sir. Yes.
C7.
That's it.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you so much for calling customer support, Mr. Hesburgh. You enjoy the rest of your day and stay safe, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.